make me feel so good. I said, do bum do dum do do bum dum bit a bum bum dum bit dum bit dum bit dum bit a bum bit dum bit dum bit bum a one a one a one one but a bum.
Turn on the light, don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before, where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, then turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Raiders, it's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kersenak, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supply for aging men. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. That rage to see the raids no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Raiders, it's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know. Driving Saturday, it's a driving Saturday, it's a driving Saturday, it's a driving Saturday, it's a driving Saturday. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravy Show. Now till 4. And first off, I want to say thank you, something about the women. And I wasn't even in the building when that happened. And I came upstairs. I heard that the show started over again like it's done before. And program director was up here. So I was kind of happy about that because I've been getting blamed for this. There's something wrong with Rivendell, and that's been happening. And program director was up here dealing with it. So hopefully now something will be done about it. And I got a phone call right now about it. Might be Sal Baglio. MFO, you're on the air. Is it Sal?
I don't want to be on. Yeah, yeah. I'm downstairs waiting to get in.
Okay. I'll be right down and let you in a minute after I start the show up, okay?
Yeah, man.
Okay, thanks, Sal.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's Sal Baglio. Previously from the Stompers, now the Amplifier Heads. Hope I got that name right. It's been a while since I've talked to Sal. But yeah, so that wasn't my fault at all. Program director knows all about it. Hopefully it will be fixed. I'm going to go down and let Sal in. And yeah, I'm glad he came. I left my phone at the jungle last night. You know what happened? This is crazy. Key of Caustic, who I emceed a show for a couple of weeks ago, they liked it so much, they asked me to come and do another show for them. And they didn't show up. I guess Jimbo Jones was sick. I hope he's okay, but So they weren't there, and there are three other bands there that I was like, well, since I'm here, you want me to introduce you guys? And they were like, yeah. So it was the Teasers and the Jacklights and this other god-awful band. I'm not even going to say the name of it. It was a retarded name. He's been on the show before with a different band, but it was something Ocean. And when it was time for me to introduce him, he was like, nope, no introduction, get off the stage. I was like, what? Humiliated. So I just like walked out the door and left. And then when I was halfway home, I realized I didn't have my damn smartphone. So it's there. I've already called them. No one was there yet. Hopefully my phone is still there and I could grab it after this show. But yeah, what a night. And oh, and something really horrible happened in the parking lot afterwards. I'll tell Sal about it, and you guys can hear about it, too. You know what? It ain't easy.
Leading wrong. It ain't easy. Sighing. News had just come over. We had 5 years left crying. News guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet. Then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. I saw boys, toys, electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse, it had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat, skinny people.
Yeah. I believe you have mic two.
Hey.
Yeah, you're in there, Sal.
1, 2.
Sal Baglio from the Stompers and now Amplifier Heads. That was Glamorama. Is that a new one?
That came out 2021.
Okay.
Yeah.
So fairly new. Fairly new, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great song, man.
Oh, man. Thanks.
And like all the New York Dolls in there and Fox on the Run.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's
great. It was I was thinking about memories of that era, you know. I was in high school at the time, 15, 16, and I had just been thinking back. You know, there's lines.
I'm glad you haven't lost your voice. You sound awesome on it.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is for the high school kids, the girls who scream for more, you know, singing Rebel Rebel back in 74. You know, I was
that's awesome.
I was in school at the time. I got out in 74. But, you know, before that, you know, glam was like the second wave of great music that came out of Britain. I mean, there was plenty of American music that was great too in that bag. But
I mean, this show, A Crash Course for the Ravers, comes from a David Bowie song, a Ziggy Stardust song. You know,
so. Might be my favorite Bowie tune. Although it's
Driving Saturday.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. I can remember walking down Washington Street and seeing seeing Aladdin Sane in the record store window. And going, man, I gotta get this record. You know,
he just looks so awesome with the big.
It was nuts, you know,
lightning bolt in his face. Yeah,
oh, beautiful. So yeah. So Glamorama was kind of a look back at that period of time, and it's all true stuff. I think there's a line in there. We saw the Hoople in '73. Yeah, we did. We went down to the Orpheum and saw.
That's all my favorite stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know,
at that point. At that time, that was my favorite stuff too. You know, we had a lot with the Beatles, and that whole thing was over. The '60s were over. There was a little bit of.
I still gotta say, the Rolling Stones are my all-time favorite band. But I love glam, and I love the '70s New York City punk. You know,
absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely. All of that music was great. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's hard to say who my favorite is because there's just so many of them.
I mean, Ramones, wow.
Yep, yeah. Whole new bag, man. They, you know, and it almost seems like they're getting their due and respect now.
Yeah.
More than they did at the
time.
With
shows like this.
They were looked at as a novelty thing for a while, except for the people who knew, you know.
Right.
The music was just wonderful.
I even kind of fell into it later on. Like, after I was an adult, I was like, I got into the punk.
Yep.
I think I just got so sick of the classic rock. I you know, probably like the people who got into punk did. They were like, we want something different, you know. And that's kind of like I did growing up, you know. I was like, okay, I've had enough of that, and I'll introduce myself to this, even though it came out in the '70s, you know.
Absolutely.
You know. So,
yeah.
All great stuff. When did the Stompers start?
So, 1977, we played our first show. I had been going down to a place called the Ratskeller in 75, 76. And I'd see a couple of bands playing their own music. You know, there weren't big crowds just yet. You know, there were college kids going to the Rat. There was another club called The Club in Cambridge.
We actually have, like, pamphlets. I think there's one in the bathroom from The Club.
So that was it. Two clubs. Before, I forget when Cantones opened up, but then there were three. So... I had been playing in cover bands after I left high school because I didn't know what to do, but I wanted to start my own band and write originals and be out there doing it, right? And so I went down to the Rat and I'd see bands, you know, Mickey Clean and the Mez and Fox Pass and Thunder Train with Mark Bell. And
I played with Fox Pass before. They got back together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Macy. Yeah.
Yeah. John Macy. Yeah. And anyway, you know, I'd say, wow, Reddy Teddy was playing. It was quite a time. And I said, well, this is happening. This is what I want to do. And so around 77, I started the Stompers. And I think our first gig was in November of 77. And, you know, back then the thing to do was we want to play at the Rat, you know. So we got a gig at the Rat. And just at that point in time, the end of 77, the original music scene in Boston exploded, so that you couldn't play and be in a cover band anymore. They were asking for original bands. Think about
awesome,
that.
Awesome.
Think of how different that is from today.
Right.
So all of a sudden,
much like New York City. I mean, Boston it was all similar.
Happened. Yeah. Yeah. No, it happened. It happened in New York City and Boston. You had to be an original band. So you went from the Rat, the Club, Cantones, and then all of a sudden, boom, all the cover clubs like, you know, Bun Ratties and all these other...
Yeah, now we can't make a buck because we're doing originals, you know?
But all of a sudden, people started to come out to see original bands.
That's
college
awesome.
Kids. It was great. It was a crazy, wonderful time.
Hopefully that comes around again.
Well,
you know?
I sure hope so. Maybe we need some young kids to get out there.
Well, you know what I mean? I'm trying. I'm not a young kid, but I'm trying.
But it was really a wonderful time. I know that if anyone's listening who was there at that time, you know what had happened. It was just, you had to be an original band. And then in the suburbs, all the clubs that hired you for money said, do you play your own music? Yes, you're hired. You know?
Awesome.
So it was a great time.
Yeah.
And then playing all the colleges and stuff. So, yeah. So that was the Stompers.
How long did they last, Stompers?
Well, we lasted a long, long time, 44 years or something.
Really?
Well, but not with doing new material. The last new song that I wrote for that band was really in 1985.
Okay.
That was the end of that. And so what happened...
But you still toured.
We were able to continue to play.
I mean, you had a couple of hits that you could just keep riding on.
And that's what happened. Yeah. You know, it wasn't really a new band. It wasn't a place for me to bring new music to. I was writing different. You know, you got to figure 77, you know, after a 10-year run of 87, I was starting to write differently. But, you know, it became I hate to use it in these terms, but it became like my day job, you know, so that I was able to make a living doing that. And I needed to find another avenue for new music, and that took a little time to do that. And finally, I had to stop the Stompers from playing so that I could just concentrate on moving ahead.
Was there anything between the Stompers and the Amplifier Heads?
There was a lot. You know, speaking of John Macy, he and I got together. We wrote like 30 songs together, and we'll
have to play a little of him later on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But nothing ever happened with that band. That was the Bittersweets. I'd like to find some of the recordings we did.
Let me look it up. See if we have them.
I don't know if there's anything there.
Man,
I don't know if we ever put it out. But yeah, definitely look for it. And then I just kept writing. You know, I think I put out some music in 2000. And
the Bittersweets. Yeah, we got a bunch of them.
Well, I wonder if there was another band.
The album is Goodnight San Francisco.
No,
it's different band.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, there was another band with that name.
The Bittersweets. Oh well,
I'll find you some tracks and send them to you.
What can we play by John Macy? What was this band? We got him hanging up right over there.
No, I know, man. There he is.
Yeah, Macy's Parade. Yeah.
And you got the Marshalls, my friend Barry and Kevin. No, that's Kevin and his other brother. Oh, man, my brain's going.
Okay, Barry's not in that picture.
No.
I am friends with Barry and Kevin.
What's that?
I know Barry and Kevin personally. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're Scituate guys where I grew up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played together 100 years ago at Cantones. Those were wonderful times, you know, when you were happy that there was 8 people in the crowd. You were happy, like, wow, 10 people came, you know.
Right, right.
And
they're here for us.
And, well, they're listening to songs they never heard, and they're jumping around and dancing.
When you see someone dancing to something you created, there's nothing like that feeling.
It's a beautiful feeling.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right on. Let's hear some more Amplifier Heads, huh?
Yeah, what do you got?
Space Cadet?
Yeah, Space Cadet was a single. It's also on the new record, Rectifier. Came out in the summer, and it's still doing pretty well. Space Cadet, yeah.
All right, let's go for it. Amplifier Heads, starring Sal Baglio, right here on WMFO. Let's talk a bit, Sal.
Yes, sir.
Didn't realize the end of that was coming up so soon. What's going on, man?
Yeah, those are a couple of short tunes.
Yeah, what do you think about, what was the inspiration for that last one?
Earth Girls on the Loose?
Yeah. So, like, well, Earth Girls are easy?
Yeah. I wrote a bunch of songs with a space theme. Just like that. That was in my head. That sound.
That's my challenger revving up.
I love it. So what had happened was in 2020, I got hired to write for a show called They Came to Rock. And it was about aliens who heard music via satellite on a radio, and they wanted to come to Earth and find the source of rock and roll. So
that sounds a lot like Earth Girls Are Easy.
Well, you know, it was a gig. Somebody hired me to do it, and I ended up writing 10 songs for this show. And then I couldn't stop writing in that vein. I just couldn't. Space Cadet, Earth Girls on the Loose, Rocket Boys, space. It's not a new.
We haven't heard Rocket Boys, have we? That sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, that's on Saturnalians. And so I just kept writing in that bag for a while, and I ended up putting out a bunch of records with that stuff on it. So, yeah.
Okay, we got Rocket Boys and then Rocket Boys number 9.
Did the same song with just a slightly different mix and a different.
Which one's
different
better?
Sound. I can't tell you.
You
which
like
one's
them both.
Better, yeah. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
We'll do the one without the 9.
Whichever you think.
So, okay. Give a shout out to the old pals and the Stompers. Who was it, the original Stompers?
The original Stompers was Steve Gilligan on bass. Dave Friedman on keyboards, and our first drummer was the late Mark Cuccinello.
Ah.
Yeah. That was the original band right there. And
rest in peace.
Yeah, yeah. And Dave and Steve and I are still in contact and really good friends. I mean, we traveled for decades together.
Yeah,
you
like
know,
brothers,
so,
right.
Yeah. You know, and they were the first guys to join the band, and somehow they trusted me, you know, that I had an idea, and they said, okay, we'll do it, you know, and that's what made that band work the way it did, you know.
Now, did he think of using these guys for the amplifier heads, or did he want, like, young guys for it? Or?
Well,
I don't know how old the other guys are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing, you know, because the Stompers are such a specific thing and we had a certain relationship together, it was time to make new music separately, you know. Steve is doing music. He's in Macy's band.
Oh, okay.
Hummingbird Syndicate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
they've
yeah.
They've been on the show.
Yeah, so Steve.
I've played with them. Yeah.
Yeah, there
and
you
introduced
go.
Them.
So he's still going. Dave lives out in California now. And so yeah, and so the amplifier heads essentially. That's I play mostly all the instruments, except for the real drums.
Mm-hmm.
I just go down to my basement and make these songs up. Live, you know everybody. I'm using live. I'm using Brad Helene from the Nervous Eaters on bass.
Oh, great!
Yeah, so Brad and I have been friends for a long, long time. He plays on a bunch of songs. The ones that I don't play bass on is Brad, and he plays with me live. Dan Kopko of Watts,
right,
and
right,
Shanghai Lows,
yeah.
So he plays guitar and sings with me. Dan, of course, Dan and I wrote all the songs on the Peppermint Kicks.
So they're not too old; they're kind of my age.
Yeah. And the drummer is Marty Richards. I don't know if you know him or not, but he's played with a bunch of different people, and he's a great guy. He plays with me live. On the studio recordings of the Amplifier Heads, I use a drummer from Nashville named Kevin Rapillo, who's a dear friend of mine and a great drummer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening with that. In fact, if I may, we're playing at the Bull Run out in Shirley, Mass. So for all our friends in Central Mass, we're playing on the Saturday.
I've heard of the Bull Run.
It's a great room. It's a great room. The Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 26th. So if you want to get over your carb coma from Thanksgiving and come out and hear some rock and roll.
I'll try and make
please
it out,
come
Sal.
Out. Definitely come out, man.
Well, I'd like to play with you sometime. That would be great.
Well, we'll have to find a place and we'll put on a show. That's what we'll do.
Okay, I got to look up something by Hummingbird Syndicate I want to play now that we're talking about John Macy. But why don't we hear Rocket Boys, huh?
You got it.
All right. I'm here with Sal Baglio on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Keep listening. Jack Nitzsche there.
That's good, good stuff,
huh?
Yeah, you got the Lonely Surfer over there somewhere.
Yeah,
you probably
got. It's like the old 50s movies.
Great stuff. Great.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hanging out with Sal Baglio.
Yeah.
Wow, man, thank you. What a privilege.
Oh, this is a gas. What are you talking about?
I always tell people, when you come on my show, it's going to be the time of your life.
Yeah, man.
You have a great time here, don't you?
Well, you know, you're playing all my music. I mean, you can play anything you want.
And you're just surrounded by great stuff.
Yeah, I came in, there was like 8 cuts from Ziggy Stardust playing. I love it. It's great, great stuff. All great stuff.
Right on.
You know, I love the title of your show, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's like...
You're one who gets it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When people...
A lot of people go, oh, you play rave music? Like, no. We're talking like Buddy Holly, Rave On, you know?
That's such a great line from that song, but yeah. It's also that when people stared in Jagger's eyes and scored,
but
like the video films we saw. Oh,
you
man.
Probably won't like this. I changed that line in mine to when people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored.
Oh, yeah.
Just
to
update it a little, you know?
Well, that's your, you know, if you're singing
Well, Stones are my favorite.
Yeah.
So I had a hard time changing the Jagger line, but I wanted to update it somehow.
Yep. And, I mean, you know, Bowie... As brilliant as he was, he paid homage to the people who inspired him, you know, and
right.
And definitely, I mean...
Wait, buddies with Iggy Pop?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
those records that he made with Iggy were great.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
We'll play some Stooges in a little bit. And you want to hang out, or what are you doing
today? I can hang for a little bit more. Sure, I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's been great having you here, Sal. We'll play some more tunes. Anything else you want to plug or say hi to anyone? Or?
Well, I'll just say hi to everybody I know
that's
listening, all my friends. I would just, remind people if they feel like getting out and supporting live rock and roll music to come out to the Bull Run in Shirley on November 26th. That's a show that we're doing. Dan Kopko will be on guitar. Brad,
how far away is Shirley from
here? It's far. It's a little bit of a drive from here. You know, it's Route 2.
I mean, an hour?
Yeah.
I'll try and make it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you're going to be coming, you let me know.
Yeah.
I know somebody
who can
get you in.
Maybe I'll introduce you.
There you go. And what I won't do is, hey, no, we don't want
get
anybody
off the stage.
Because You know why I won't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Go
ahead. Well, I told them the beginning part of that. I was basically kicked off the stage last night by the last band just because the guy was a jerk. Mm. And I think he knows I don't like him because I think that's why it happened. So I walked out, left my cell phone. I was all pissed off, humiliated. And somebody drives up, pulls in, scratches my car. And I'm just like, what the F now? And the guy gets out, and I stop mouthing off to him, and he punches me right in the head.
Oh,
I didn't go down at all. I was pissed. Grabbed him by, like, the hair and smashed his face on the ground, and he wasn't getting up. I just hopped in my car and was like, fuck you. Oh, screw you. And I was out of there, you know? And, it was quite a night. It was
Well, I'm glad you survived.
You can see my wounds.
It's rock and roll wounds. That's it.
Funny stuff. Okay, you want to hear Rock Rules?
So this is, yeah, Rock Rules.
Go ahead, introduce it, say what it's about.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was writing it, I kept thinking of Spinal Tap. And that great line, there's a fine line between stupid and clever.
Right.
And but when I did this, when I wrote the tune, I meant it from the bottom of my heart. Rock Rules. It's the closing song off the Amplifier Heads' new record on Rumbar Records called Rectifier.
Oh, yeah, with Rumbar. Good.
Old Lou and Rumbar been really good to us. And I think you're going to dig this tune. And thank you so much for having me up here, Brian, man.
Thanks for coming, Sal.
Just
an absolute pleasure.
I'll see you in Shirley.
I hope so.
Don't call me Shirley.
I'm going to try and get there, okay?
All right.
Here's Rock Rules, the Amplifier Heads. If you got a question for Sal, he's probably going to hang out for a little while longer. 855-915-9636.
Rock! Well, I stood stone-like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade, and I combed my hair till it was just right, and commanded the night brigade. I was open to pain and crushed by the rain, and I walked on a crooked crutch. I strode all along to a fallout zone, came out with my soul untouched. I hid in the cloud and wrath of the crowd. When they said sit down, I stood up. From my mast, my sails were set wing to wing. I had a jukebox graduate for first mate. She couldn't sail, but she sure could sing. And I pushed B-52 and bombed them with the blues, with my gear set